The head coach and GM of the Stamps is John Huffnagel, joins us. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, Boomer. How you doing?
Good, buddy. Let's start with the 30-20 win a week ago, or less than a week ago, I suppose, over the Hamilton Ticats. They are a scrappy bunch, and all I could think about again was, I keep hearing your words, they're a good team, and you gotta keep your foot on the gas, because it is the CFL, and even though they have one win, they can put a scare into you.
No question. I mean, every team is capable of winning football games. Hamilton's having a tough time. But, yeah, we were playing a desperate football team on the road, and our guys prepared very hard to go out there and play winning football, and that's what occurred.
So, and it's also like we talked about last week, when you have the expectations you do, for some people it's just never going to be enough. You're never going to win by enough. You won't dominate enough. Some will look at that at the second half and wonder what happened. What did you see? Obviously, the first half was terrific for Bo and the offense, but it did tail off a little bit. Was that more on your side of the football, or was that Hamilton coming around?
Well, first of all, Hamilton has a very, very good defense. We jumped on them. You have to take advantage of the points when you have chances to score. They did a lot more things in the second half. They confused us sometimes. We had some protection breakdowns. We lost Jeff Fuller, who was definitely a big factor in our success in the first half. But it was going to be a game of field position. We knew that, and Rob Maver did a great job of continuing to pin them down inside their 15-yard line.
It's a story that no one's talking about in a way, isn't it, Coach, how great Maver has been for you this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's been very productive as a punter for several years now. I mean, he was the all-star punter last year, and he is in that same form.
You mentioned Jeff Fuller. I know after the game he had kind of said that the shoulder popped out, it came back in, and maybe it's not going to be that serious. What I know, he's had the MRI. Do you know any more today whereabouts his recovery is going to be at?
Not exactly, but it's a little bit more serious than what he had first thought and hoped, and everybody on this football team. But he's going to be evaluated with the surgeon to see what the proper procedure will be. We're hoping that time will heal it, but we'll have to find out once he talks to the surgeon.
I know what it's like for you as a coach. You care a great deal for your players, and you hate to see them go through things on and off the field. For Micah Johnson, this guy works so hard to get back into your lineup, playing well for you, injures the same knee that he had to recuperate from that long, difficult rehab, and looks like he might have to do it again. Thoughts on Micah Johnson?
Well, he was having a great year. He was a disruptive force for our defense, controlling the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be missed. Essentially, that injury occurred kind of on a non-contact type of play. He was engaged with the offensive lineman, and he was trying to push off, and the knee went out. Very similar to the type of knee injuries that we had here at McMahon Stadium before we changed the turf.
Mm-hmm. Chatting with John Huffnagel, coach and general manager of the Calgary Stampeders, here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. So that is the one side. On the other, it's about returning bodies. We got to start with John Cornish. Of course, it was the big news that came through yesterday that John is back. He says he's felt good for a while, and what a relief it must be for you and for Dave Dickinson and for everybody to have John coming back in.
Yeah, we're very pleased that he'll be going through the last stage of the protocol, and hopefully he's successful doing that when we get on the field tomorrow, and he'll get ready to play the game. I expect Matt Walter to take that same course, so we'll have both of our Canadian or national running backs back in the lineup.
And that'll open the door for Nick Lewis as well, who I'm guessing is chomping at the bit like everyone else.
Yeah, he is chomping at the bit, and he'll be excited about getting back in the lineup.
It's really going to change the way the offense looks. I guess just because I know for you, in terms of week to week, keeping your players focused, making sure that they're ready for every single game, that you're never looking past an opponent. Sometimes in sports, when you have a dynamic player like John Cornish is, the rest of the team sometimes can take a deep breath and say, okay, well, he's back, and now everything's going to become easier. How much do you anticipate having to keep guys saying, yeah, John's back, but nothing gets easier, we all have to still continue to get better?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see our players viewing John's return in that manner. We all know that we all have to be playing good football, not just one individual or two individuals. It's a team game, and you win as a team or you don't win as a team. John is a big factor in our offense, though, and I'm hoping that, you know, he can pick up where he left off and be a factor in our offense.
Maurice Price, he's also getting close. Does the Jeff Fuller injury affect his time frame at all for a return?
No, I mean I'm never going to put a player on when he's not healthy enough to play. You know, there's a difference between a hurt and an injury. You know, Mo will practice this week, though, but he's not ready for a game. We're hoping that maybe the next game he'll be ready to go.
Chatting with John Hufnagel, head coach and general manager of the Calgary Stampeders here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. It's the Ottawa Red Blacks. You're very familiar with them. Also hearing very good things about their stadium and the environment there. You guys will, no question, be ready. And I know they made some changes. They released three guys yesterday, including Paris Jackson. For Burris, it seems like he's in need of some playmakers. What do you see in that red-black offense?
Well, they move the football. They're dangerous. They're having some trouble putting the ball in the end zone. You know, and hopefully they have that same problem on Sunday. But they're talented, and like you said, they're making changes. So each time we play them, they had made changes, and so we're just going to have to adapt on the fly and adjust to whatever people they have on the field.
Well, as you can probably tell, people in the city and your fan base, pretty excited to see John Cornish back. We look forward to it. Thanks for your time.
All right. Have a good morning.
Take care. There's John Hufnagel. A presentation of Bonton Meat Market. Just like your team, Bonton has a game plan to ensure we help you execute the perfect eating and shopping experience every single time. Now open in Crowfoot. Bonton Meats.